percent at the end of last year. The Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, insists the UK's finances have actually turned a corner. His Labour counterpart, Rachel Reeves, says there's one person to blame for our current situation.
This is Rishi's recession. And it is the British people who will pay the price.
It's increasing pressure on the Bank of England to cut interest rates, as some experts say holding them steady to counter inflation is now overcautious. Ambulance services in England are being urged to make changes to how it deals with allegations of bullying and harassment. An NHS commissioned report found problems are deeply rooted. Police in Bristol have been given enhanced stop and search powers after another teenager was stabbed to death in the city. A 16-year-old was attacked in the St Philip's area last night, less than 2 weeks after two other children were killed. Police say the suspect was wearing a mask and riding a bike. Bristol Commander Superintendent Mark Runacre says he's keeping an open mind.
You look at the age of those involved, the high levels of violence are being used, the weapons that are being carried currently, it's like something I've not seen before in my experience in policing. I can't fathom why people would carry the type of weapons that we have seen being carried.
Israeli forces have stormed a hospital in southern Gaza, saying they have found a Hamas member involved in the October 7th massacre. Meanwhile, Hezbollah have launched rockets at northern Israel. Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson is stable in hospital after being taken ill earlier. It was rumoured he was going to be sacked. And the London Tube map's getting an update with new names for the Overground line. It's to mark different aspects of the city's culture. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, very good evening to you. I hope you're safe and well. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday evening. Thanks, as always, to Darren for another superb 98 Not Out show. For next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a
We'll have a nice mellow start to the show this week musically. That was America from the early 1970s, and that was called A Horse With No Name. So on with the non-league action from the last week. And first off, looking at the National League, and what a day Dagenham and Redbridge had on Saturday. They hosted bottom club Oxford City at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, and the Daggers absolutely ran riot, winning by 7-1. The deadlock was broken as early as the 5th minute when Ryan Hill opened the scoring for the home side, and Frank Vincent made it 2-0 after 36 minutes. And Iniefiong, who's in really good goal-scoring form for the Daggers at the moment, scored in first half injury time to give the side a 3-0 lead. And if he scored just after the restart as well, then Jacob Roddy pulled one back for Oxford City in the 49th minute before Josh Rees scored a hat-trick, finding the net in the 50th, 67th and 82nd minutes. So a great afternoon for the Daggers, not such a good one for Southend United, who are going to be looking over their shoulders now, as they're only, as it stands, out of the relegation zone on goal difference, because remember they've had that 10-point deduction earlier in the season, and on Saturday they were beaten 1-0 by York City at Roots Hall. There's been further news about the club off of the field today, and according to an article in today's South End Echo, the new owners of the club, led by Australian businessman Justin Rees, face another agonising wait, as the paper puts it, as South End councillor Ron Martin attempt to sign off on a deal to allow their takeover to be completed. The contracts were exchanged just before Christmas, but with due diligence and all this kind of thing still to be sorted out is still going on. But Tony Cox, who is the Conservative leader of Southend Council, is confident the deal will be signed off in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So we'll keep close tabs on what's going on there. Looking at the league table, Chesterfield remain top, of course. They are 23 points clear of second place Bromley. And Barnet, Altrincham, Solihull Moors, Oldham and Aldershot Town, the other side's currently in the playoff spots. Daggers, Dagenham and Redbridge, that is, up to 12th on 40 points following that thumping of Oxford City. Southend in 20th spot, only above Woking, who are fourth and bottom on goal difference. Just below them, Kidderminster Harriers, Ebbsfleet United and bringing up the rear, and beginning slowly but surely to get cut adrift, unfortunately for them, Oxford City are currently bottom of the table. On to the FA Trophy, where the fifth round of the last 16 ties took place at the weekend, and local involvement is over after Aveley travelled to National League, second place National League club Bromley, and the Millers lost by 2-0. So their impressive FA Trophy run has come to an end. Michael Cheek, former Dagenham and Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker, and Lewis Dennis scored second half goals for Bromley to put the National League High Flyers into the last eight. Solihull Moors, Macclesfield, Gateshead, Peterborough Sports and Barnet are the other sides who have gone through to the sixth round. Meanwhile, onto the FA Vars on Saturday, and big congratulations to Romford, who are into the last eight. They were away to Hilltop of the Combined Counties League, and Romford won by 3-1. Really impressive win. Tilbury, Essex Senior League leaders, not so lucky. They hosted North Greenford United at Chadfields, and after the tie finished goalless, it went to penalties and North Greenford won 5-3. North Greenford will now, incidentally, host Romford in the quarter finals. The other tie involving one of our local sides, Great Wakering Rovers, away to Highworth Town. That was postponed because of the weather, and that will now take place this Saturday. And moving on to the National League South, Chelmsford City's manager Robbie Simpson, after his side's impressive run of form in January, won the Manager of the Month award, and they kept it up on Saturday when they hosted Weymouth at Melbourne Park. The Clarets won by a goal to nil. A couple of minutes after the restart, Finlay Barbrook, their defender on loan from Ipswich Town, scored the only goal of the match to give the Clarets all 3 points. And with Aveley in FA Trophy action, the only other local side involved in the National League South on Saturday were Braintree Town, who travelled down to Wiltshire to take on Chippenham Town. And they also won by a goal to nil. Barris Altintop scored the only goal of the match for Braintree 15 minutes from the end. So looking at the league table, and Yeovil Town remain at top of the league. They are 10 points clear of second-placed Worthing. Both of those sides won on Saturday. Chelmsford City in third place, just above Maidstone United, who were held to a draw. Chelmsford have a superior goal difference, both of those sides on 54 points. And Chelmsford have played one less than Maidstone, by the way. St Albans City, Bath City and Hampton, Richmond Borough, the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Braintree Town knocking on the door, though. They're in 8th place, 3 points behind Hampton Richmond on 47. Aveley are currently in 10th place, and they have 46 points. At the other end, Dover Athletic beaten 6-4 Worthing on Saturday. They bring up the rear. Havant, Waterlooville, Eastbourne Borough and Welling United, the sides just above them. I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. I wasn't here for Phoenix Sport on Saturday. I was away that day. Just want to say a big thank you to Andy Gardner for holding the fort. We had a featured match down at Park Lane, the home of Canvey Island, who faced Billericay Town in the Isthmian Premier League. And watching that match for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from the Movie Star Stadium. The first half Sam Higgins brace contributed to Canvey Island sealing Essex Derby bragging rights with a 3-0 victory over Billericay Town. Higgins signalled his intent from the off and thought he gave the host the lead when he headed home Jaden Crowhurst's cross, but the offside flag intervened. The goals applied the early pressure, and was it not for the brilliance of Dan Wilkes, Billericay would have been behind. Jack Munns' delivery was a gift for Higgins, but Wilkes parried away from close range. The Munns-Higgins link-up continued to torment the visitors, and it finally paid diligence as Munns provided for Higgins and he slotted into the net. Billericay's afternoon went from bad to worse moments later as Adam Levers received his marching orders after receiving 2 yellow cards. It was clear that the goals were in their groove and put themselves in a commanding first-half position as Higgins beat the offside track and calmly converted into the corner. The dreadful playing conditions played their part in the second half, with both teams lacking any kind of rhythm. Billericay finished the game with 9 men after Louis Ramsey was dismissed in the closing stages. Canvey continued to rub salt in the wounds of the visitors as Toby Tinimbu slotted home for the third to complete a bad day at the office for Gary McCann's side. It finishes here, Canvey 3, Billericay 0.
So a fantastic result for Canvey Island, who have had a rather inconsistent season, and a blow to Billericay Town's promotion push on Saturday. Elsewhere, leaders Hornchurch sneaked another 3 points. They're still only beaten once in the league this season. They travelled south of the river to face Dulwich Hamlet, and they won by 3-2 in front of a crowd of nearly 2,900 at Champion Hill. Ollie Muldoon gave the Urchins a lead on 39 minutes. Hamley replied in the 53rd and 73rd minutes, and going into the match 10 minutes from the end, they looked like they might claim all 3 points, but Sean Scannell replied for Hornchurch 10 minutes from time, and Amaro Villette, former Dagenham and Redbridge and Southend United player, recently released by Southend, he is now signed for the Urchins, and he completed the scoring 8 minutes from the end to make the final score Dulwich Hamlet 2, Hornchurch 3. Elsewhere, Hashtag United hosted Carl Shorten Athletic at Len Salmon Stadium, and it was a 2-2 draw. Carl Shorten led 2-0 at half-time, but 2 goals in the second half for Misha Jamali on the hour, and also a minute from time ensured that the Tags got a share of the spoils. And elsewhere, there was a draw for Concord Rangers, who were in action on Sunday. They travelled to Cray Wanderers. Cray, although they're currently constructing their own stadium, they currently ground share with Bromley. So with Bromley playing Averley in the trophy on Saturday, that fixture was played on Sunday. Vicky Modest gave the Beach Boys a lead after 66 minutes, but the home side won a penalty 13 minutes from time, which was converted by a former Chelmsford City player, Anthony Cook. So it finished Cray Wanderers 1, Concord Rangers 1. And on Tuesday night, incidentally, Billericay Town were back in action, this time in the Velocity Trophy quarter-finals against Chatham Town. Fellow Isthmian Premier League club and currently in second place behind Hornchurch. And it finished 1-1. Chatham scored in the 28th minute. Alfie Chirulli equalised for Billericay 7 minutes from time, but it went to penalties, and Chatham won the shootout by 3-2. So that's the end of Billericay's interest in the Velocity Trophy for this season. Looking at the Isthmian Premier League table, Hornchurch, they are currently 11 points clear at the top of second place Chatham, and Hornchurch have 2 games in hand over the Kent side as well. Billericay still in third, despite that defeat at Canvey on Saturday. Wingate and Finchley and Hastings United are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Hashtag 12th after their draw with Carl Shorten. Canvey remaining in 13th despite their win. Concord Rangers still in with a chance of escaping the drop zone. They're currently in 20th place, third from bottom on 18 points, and games in hand over everybody else in the league. The other sides in the relegation zone are Margate just above them, and below Concord, Haringey Bury in 21st, and down at the bottom, Kingstonian. Now, the weather had a big impact on the games in the Isthmian North this week. Both Brentwood Town's matches on Saturday and Tuesday night were postponed. As for those who did manage to play on Saturday, Haybridge Smiths travelled to high-flying Bury Town and were beaten by 3-1. Lewis Watson scored Smith's goal after 24 minutes, which was an equaliser, but Bury Town replied twice in the second half to take all 3 points. Meanwhile, Walthamstow travelled to second place, Felixstowe and Walton United, so they faced a difficult trip as well. And Stowe were beaten by 2-0, Felixstowe scoring one in each half. Walden Tiptree took on Redbridge at Walden Stadium, and the Jammers won by 4-2. Bad start for the Motormen. Redbridge's Bradley Bennett put the ball into his own net in only the fourth minute, and Walden Tiptree led 2-0 at half time thanks to a 47-minute goal from Terrell Egbury. Solomon Ogunwumoju replied for Redbridge on 57 minutes, but late goals by George Smith in the 76th and a second from Egbury in the 78th minute ensured victory for the Jammers. Meanwhile, at Spa Road, Witham Town played host to Ipswich Wanderers, where it finished 2-2. Frederick King gave Witham the lead on 20 minutes before Ipswich Wanderers replied on the hour mark. And just as it looked as though the Suffolk side had nicked it, they scored 2 minutes from time. Ryan Deer scored right at the end for Witham to make the final score 2-2 and give his side a point. Basildon United, meanwhile, travelled to Wroxham, and they ended up losing by 2-1. They took the lead, did the Bees, on 52 minutes when they were awarded a penalty outscored by Ben Allen. But goals in the 59th and 83rd minutes from Wroxham ensured that Basildon returned to Essex empty-handed. Just the one match survived. Oh, I nearly forgot, there was one on Sunday as well. It finished Bowers and Pitsy 1, Goulston 1 at Lens Hammond Stadium. Goulston took the lead on 39. Lewis Chambers equalised for Bowers a couple of minutes later. Tuesday night, the only game that survived the weather was at North Road, where Brightling Sea Region hosted Felixstowe and Walton United, and it was another victory for the Suffolk side, who beat Brightling Sea by 2-0 thanks to a couple of second half goals. Looking at the league table in ESPN North, Lowest Oft still at the top, 3 points clear of Felixstowe and Walton, and Lowest Oft have a game in hand over their Suffolk rivals. Bury Town up to third now, but they're 6 points behind Felixstowe. Bowers and Pitsy in fourth. Brentwood Town, who ended up without a game this week, still in fifth place in the final playoff spot. Below them, you've got Walden Tiptree in sixth, Heybridge Smiths in seventh, Basildon United in eighth, Walthamstow in ninth, Brightley Sea Region at 10th, Witham Town at 13th, Redbridge 15th, Grays Athletic now up to 16th, and that below them, Enfield and Ipswich Wanderers just above the drop zone, where Stonemarket Town are still without when they were due to travel to Brentwood on Tuesday night, but for the second time that match was postponed. Just finishing off our look at Step 4, and Waltham Abbey faced one of their rivals in the playoff spots on Saturday. They travelled to Ware, and they lost, Waltham Abbey lost by a 2-0, but they remain in fourth place, 3 points above Ware, but Ware have a couple of games in hand on them. It's going to take a musical break now. Comes along from Shed 7. This is Talk of the Town.
just to be different naturally.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe, to be fair.
98 FM.
Just coming up to 7:30 on a Thursday night. You're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. I'm here until 8 o'clock. And looking at the Essex Senior League results from the weekend. Saturday saw a 2-0 win for Athletic Newham at home to Housted Town. Fremford drew 2-2 with White Ensign, and Little Oakley drew 2-2 with Stanway Rovers. Match between Saffron Walden Town and FC Clacton, and also the one between Takeley and Ilford were postponed, as was the one between West Essex and Sporting Bengal United. Elsewhere, Woodford Town hosted a bottom club, Coggeshall Town, and it was a home victory. Woodford winning by 2-1. There was one match on Tuesday night. FC Clacton drew 2-2 with White Ensign. Saffron Walden Town versus Sporting Bengal United was postponed. And so looking at the league table, Tilbury remain top. They were in VARs action on Saturday, of course, but they're still 5 points clear of Woodford Town, and the Dockers have got 3 games in hand on the second place side as well. Sporting Bengal United in third, Robert in fourth, and Athletic Newham in fifth. Coggeshall Town remain bottom of the table with just 9 points. Ilford just above them on 19. And elsewhere in Step 5, the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division standstill were without a game on Saturday. So moving on to Step 6 and the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. Saturday's results were as follows. Burnham Ramblers 0, Hackney Wick 2, Dumbo Town 1, Clapton Community 1, Enfield Borough 2, Main Baker 3, Hutton 3, Clapton 1. And a really impressive win for Harlow Town. They travelled to Northwest London and they scored 7 goals without reply to keep them at the top of the table. There were a couple of games last night. Clapton hosted Parkview and the visitors won by 2-0. Basildon Town travelled to Tower Hamlets and Basildon Town won by 2-1. So Harlow, 5 points clear at the top of the table now from Clapton Community in second place. Benfleet, Hutton and Dunmo Town are the sides who make up the top five. And looking at the Essex sides in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. Hamish and Parkston travelled to Distown on Saturday and lost 4-2. There was a win low for Holland under FC Parson Drove. Holland won that one by 2-0. Stanway Pegasus were also in action. They were away to Swaffham Town and they picked up a 1-1 draw there. And on Tuesday night, there was a win for Wivenhoe Town away to Leyston under 23s. Wivenhoe won that one by 4-2. Framlingham remain at the top of the table by 2 points clear of in second place, Great Yarmouth Town. Holland are third, Stanway Pegasus fourth, Hamish and Parkston now in fifth place, and Wivenhoe Town, after their win on Tuesday night, they move up to 11th place. Now, in the Essex Senior Cup, the final quarter-final tie took place on Tuesday night, and it was Walden Tiptree from the Isthmian North versus Little Oakley from the Essex Senior League. And it was a 2-1 win for Malden and Tiptree, who now travel to Redbridge in the semi-finals. That tie is due to be played on the 27th of February. Just got your bit of transfer news just before we move on. Just a few bits of transfer news from the Isthmian North. I mentioned about Mauro Vilete joining Hornchurch earlier, but in Isthmian North, Noah Phillips made his debut for Haybridge Swifts on Saturday at Bury Town after he joined the club on loan from Leighton Orient. He's previously had a couple of loan spells at Hornchurch and also one at Waltham Abbey, so he is no stranger to steps 3 and 4 of non-league. Meanwhile, Maldon Tiptree have welcomed back a former player of theirs. Jaden Randell, defender, made his second debut for the club in their win over Redbridge on Saturday. He has returned to the club on loan from National League South, Avely, and this loan is scheduled to last for the rest of the season, and he's previously had a spell on loan with the Jammers. And just one other one. Basel United have a couple of new signings. Junior Velasquez, defender, made his debut for the club in their defeat at Wroxham on Saturday after moving over from Billericay Town, formerly with Brentwood Town and Woodford Town as well. And the Bees have also signed Arnold Mengi, midfielder from Witham Town, although he wasn't involved on Saturday's match as the forms, as I say, didn't go through in time. But he has also arrived at Gardiner's Close. Bit of vintage rock now from Rainbow. This is All Night Long. We'll do our women's roundup very soon.
You didn't come just to see the show. I guess you know
21 minutes to 8, you're listening to Brentwood and Billy Wickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. And it's time for us to have a look at some of the women's teams at our local non-league clubs, what they've been doing and what they're going to be doing this weekend. And we start off in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, where our two highest ranked local sides play. Hashtag United Women and Billericay Town Women. Hashtag United Women travel to London Bees on Saturday and won 3-0 to keep up their 5-4. But they stay in second place after Portsmouth Women, the leaders, won away to Oxford United Women. Billericay Town Women, meanwhile, hosted MK Dons Women at New Lodge. That match finished in a 1-1 draw. Billericay currently in 10th place in the table. And both of those sides are in cup action this weekend. The Essex Women's Cup, to be precise, it's the semi-final stage. Hashtag United Women are at home to Chelmsford City Women, who are currently the leaders of the Essex Women's League Premier Division. And the other tie takes place at New Lodge, where, wait for it, Billericay Town Women's first team are at home to Billericay Town Women Reserves. I'm not quite sure how that's happened, but it'll be the most neutral crowd in the history of football down at New Lodge on Monday, I should think. And I'm sure everybody will go home happy regardless of the outcome, apart from the losing side, of course. Anyway, looking elsewhere in the Eastern Region Women's Football League Premier Division, Barking Women were away to Wroxham Women on Sunday and Barking lost 1-0. There was no game for Bowes and Pitsy this weekend, but both sides are in action this week. Bowes and Pitsy travel to Stevenage and Barking are away to Needham Market Women. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Division 1 South, Sunday saw a win for Billericay Town Women's Development side over Wormley Rovers Ladies. Billericay won that one 2-1. There was a win for Hutton Women away to Grays Athletic Women, who remain bottom of the table and still have yet to win this season. Hutton won by 4-1. There was a 1-1 draw between Stanbury Pegasus Ladies and Southend United Community Sports Club Ladies. And looking ahead to this weekend, Billericay Town Women Development travel to Frontier Ladies. Grays Athletic Women have a home match against Stanway Rovers. Both of those are cup ties, by the way, as is Hutton's match away to Toby Ladies. Meanwhile, in the league, Southend United Community Sports Ladies travel to Harford Town Women. Stanway Pegasus Ladies take on Watson Park Ladies. And that is all the fixtures in that division for this week. Meanwhile, moving on to the London and South East Regional Women's League Division 1 North. Hackney drew 1-1 with Ashmount Lee. Clapton Community won 2-0 away to Actonians Reserves. And neither side are in action this Sunday, he says. No, in fact, Clapton Community do have a game, albeit not a league game. They host Tooting Beck, and that is in the Capital Intermediate Cup. And finally, we're going to take a look at the Essex County Women's Football League Premier Division, where there weren't any games last Sunday, but this Sunday, Billericay Town Women Development take on Frontiers Ladies in a cup tie. In the actual league itself, Corinthians Women take on Tigers Ladies. That is actually the only league fixture this weekend. So we're going to take a look The final segment of the show at the men's pictures for the week ahead very, very soon.
Having a ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free.
Recorded some really fine songs over the years, hasn't he? That's the current song from Roachford, and that one's called All the Love We Need. So, looking ahead to the fixtures coming up in the men's game, Saturday sees what's become a must win, really, for Southend United. They travel to the bottom club, Oxford City, as they strive to avoid slipping into the relegation zone. Dagenham and Redbridge are also on the road on Saturday. They have a long trip up to York City, so that's 18th versus 12th. And the Daggers are back in action on Tuesday night, slightly closer to home though. They travel across the Dartford Bridge as they are away to Bromley. Southend United have an away trip to Maidenhead United on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Braintree Town host Torquay United, Cressing Road on Saturday. Chelmsford City travel to Eastbourne Borough. Aveley are away at Hampton and Richmond Borough. And Avely are back in action on Monday night. They host Maidstone United at Parkside. Tuesday night, Braintree Town take on Tunbridge Angels at Cressy Road, and Chelmsford City travel to Hemel Hempstead Town. In the Isthmian Premier League, meanwhile, top club Hornchurch face second bottom club Haringey Borough at Bridge Avenue on Saturday. Billericay Town host Horsham at New Lodge. Concord Rangers continue their fight to get out of trouble. They are at home to Dulwich Hamlet. And Canberra Island, they travel to Margate. Hashtag United are away at Wingate and Finchley. Tuesday night sees an All-Essex affair at the Aspect Arena, with Concord Rangers hosting at Billericay Town. Both of those sides needing points for very different reasons. And Canberra Island are in action on Wednesday night. They have an away match at Cray Wanderers. Meanwhile, in Eastbourne North on Saturday, Bowes and Pitsy coming in fourth host the leaders Lowestoft Town. Basildon United are at Enfield. Walden Tittery at Goulston. Grays Athletic host Walthamstow. It's Haybridge Swifts versus Brentwood Town. Wissam Town are away to New Salamis. Redbridge host Brightlingsea Regents. On Tuesday night, it's Basildon United versus Walden Tittery. Redbridge host Bowes and Pitsy. On the same night, Redbridge host Bowes and Pitsy. Wednesday night, he's Goulston travel to Brightlingsea Regents. And also at step four in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have a match at home to another one of the sides in the playoff spots, Biggleswade Town, who are one place above them in third place. That's at Capershot on Saturday. Best of luck to Great Wakering Rovers, who play their rearranged FA Vars fifth round tie away to Highworth Town on Saturday. And in the Essex Senior League, meanwhile, let's have a look at the fixtures for the week ahead there. Saturdays includes Athletic New and Plains Sporting Beggar United, leaders Tilbury away to bottom club Coggeshall, Frentford play FC Clacton, and Holbury Sports are at home to Barking. Little Oakley face Takeley. Romford are at home to West Essex. South Walden Town face White Ensign, and Stanway Rovers are at home to Buckhurst Hill. Tuesday night sees Hampstead Town host the leaders Tilbury. And in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted are away at Shefford Town and Compton on Saturday. Just take a look at the furlough none fixtures. Meanwhile, on Saturday, we have got Benfleet at home to Hutton, two of the sides in the top five. Brimstone host Clapton, Burnham Ramblers against Dumbo Town, Hackney Wick against Cannonswood, Parkview travel to Hoddesdon, Northwest London against Basildon Town, Southend Manor host the leaders Harlow Town also, and there's one on Friday night to May and Baker face Newbury Forest. Tuesday night, there's a couple, including Benfleet at Wormley Rovers, and a handful of fixtures on Wednesday night as well. And looking at the furlough none, Division 1 North, Saturday sees Holland away to Dist Town. Harrison Parkston face Dustindale, and Helsdon. Stoneway Pegasus play Needham Market under 23s. And Wivenhoe Town, they host Whittlesea Athletic. Harrison Parkston don't have a game on Saturday, but they're playing FC Sudbury Reserves at the Royal Oak on Wednesday night. And finally, in the Essex Senior Cup, the first semi-final takes place on Tuesday night, and that is at the Community Stadium, where Colchester United host Hashtag United. As I mentioned earlier, the other semi-final is between Redbridge and Maldon and Tiptree. That takes place the following Thursday. So, best of luck to all of our local sides this weekend, especially Great Wakering Rovers in the FA Vars attire as they are. Be following all the action on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. I'm back after a week's break between 3 and 6pm. We should have at least a couple of featured matches for you on Saturday, as well as following closely everything that's going on in the world of sport for 3 hours. So hope you could join me for plenty of good music in between as well. If not, I should be back, all being well, next Thursday with the non-league hour between 7 and 8pm. Just to let you know what else is happening on Phoenix FM tonight. 10 till midnight, you can hear our country show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeline Christie. And she will be chatting to singer-songwriter Peter Sun on tonight's show. Ahead of Madeline, coming up after me, it's a regular trill through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams, the show which is known as Bumper to Bumper. So stick around for that. I am going to leave you right now with Ms. Diana Ross and My Old Piano. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Take care. And for me, John Chubb, a very good night to you.
Still.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the